This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Here comes Bunting. Raquel dangling around Dano. Passes back to Carlson. Snapshot the fuck did they score? The Penguins come all the way back. Ricard Raquel tips it past Kemper. And you can lock the doors and turn out the lights. Because the Penguins have won this game in overtime.
Ricard Raquel. Josh Yowie reporting 15 minutes after the trade deadline that they elected to keep him. Malzi during the break has changed his mind. He's now saying this is a bad decision by the Penguins to hold on to him. He is going through
I'm of two minds. I'm of two minds.
Oh, that always makes for great talk radio.
You've been on the fence like this before. Stop it. I'm a big believer in if you're going to do a rebuild, go all the way with it. I am admitting to you, I don't know why you're somehow trying to double negative this on me and turn it even worse of a reflection on me. I am admitting that you made a compelling argument for the fact that you could still trade Raquel in the offseason and get a very good return, and...
So then why don't you just admit that you had one idea and then I changed your mind because I was so... I argued something so persuasively and effectively.
I am trying to get there.
Why didn't you say that to start?
Pony.
Wow, you blew me away with that.
The power of your rhetoric.
Thank you.
Compelled me to change my mind. We're a united front on this show, Pony.
Your thoughts on the Penguins' trade deadline moves. It sounds like Carlson has been kept. Raquel has definitely been kept. Bevilier and Schenn flipped for picks. Shockingly decent picks for both guys. 412-928-9370. But it seems like there were Penguins fans who were hell-bent on trading Raquel, thinking his stock would never be higher. I'm asking why his stock would be much lower this summer. 412-928-9370. Let's see what you think. Nick leads us off. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I think the Penguins still in the back of their mind think that, obviously, that this year's over. But, you know, with the last year, with Malkin, they have a chance to maybe go all in going into next year with one last run. Whether that's, it might look pretty bleak with maybe going to a Stanley Cup, but I think when you have a Sidney Crosby, you're always thinking that. And if Raquel is someone that Sid has good chemistry with, then there's peace. Then you got to keep them if that's their mindset, because it doesn't make sense why they wouldn't have traded him, because he would have got a first round pick.
Nick, I want to make sure
I just told you why I think that it doesn't make sense to trade him, though, Nick, because I believe they should let Sid try to break Gretzky's record, and the best way for him to break Gretzky's record is to keep his best winger with him.
But they don't care about that.
I think they do.
What do you mean they don't care about that? They're in the entertainment business. They're trying to get people to watch games and then go to games and try to make their star player happy.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Sidney Crosby cares about that?
Yes, and he should.
No, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't.
He absolutely does, and he should.
You don't think he cares about his numbers at all?
He wants to win.
All right, let me ask you a question off of that. Hold on a second, Nick. Let me just you asked me a question, I'll ask you one. If all he cares about is winning, why would he have re-signed back here this summer?
Why wouldn't he have asked to be traded this deadline?
Because he believes that why hasn't Malkin been traded 3 years ago? Because Sid loves Malkin and knows what type of player he can
be. But now you're making my point. You're just saying he's prioritizing things that
likes that matter to him.
Yeah, but he wouldn't keep those guys around if he didn't think that he could win with them.
Wait a minute. So you think his hockey acumen and IQ has slipped enough where he actually thinks he can compete for Stanley Cups with Malkin still?
I think that Sid's hockey knowledge and acumen is better than ours, and he sees these guys every day.
Do you think that they can make a run for next year? Did you start this call saying you also think that they can make a run next year?
I think it's one last final dance at going to the playoffs, and you know, and hockey's not like the NFL or the NBA.
I agree with that. If you get to the playoffs, yes,
you're right
about
that.
You can make
Nick.
A run. They're one of the worst teams in the NHL this year. How do you propose
this, Nick? This is also getting awkward because there's a small child, and I don't want to yell at you while there's like a kid there.
It's my son. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I live that every day.
Yeah. He needs to hear the hockey talk. But what I think is sometimes you can restructure, and they've done a bad job at this recently, especially under Dubas. But you can use some of these picks. Maybe some of these picks really aren't for the draft that they're.
I think some of these picks are to make moves in the future. But
I think you might be right about that.
But I just have such a hard. I guess, Nick, you're a much more optimistic person than I, which is not me breaking news. Everyone's more optimistic than I am. I have a very hard time envisioning this team with what I've seen this year. Turning it around in one offseason.
I'm just still hung up on the fact that you think Sid looks at Malkin and believes with that guy as his running mate, they can compete for Stanley Cups. Why in the world would he think that?
I don't think it's what we think, where it's Malkin's a second line center, you know, all of this. Maybe it's in a more of a limited role, but I think Sid believes when the playoffs come, this guy changes the gear.
But it's been saving what a playoff series since 18.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What I mean, I think that
my oldest was not born the last time they won a playoff series.
I think Sid wants to win, but like many people in their 30s, I think he also prioritizes stability and comfortability.
Things that make him happy.
And he likes being here and he likes playing with those guys.
Also, hold on. I'm very annoyed about one other part of that call. We kept it civil. He's got a kid in the background and he wasn't poorly natured about it. Why is it like so verboten to say, yes, even Sidney Crosby cares about numbers and like records that are all time in the NHL? He's a student of the game. So you're telling me a guy that's that proud and that competitive, Hal Gill's telling us if you mess up like warmups, he's yelling at you to get back in line. That's how like tightly wound he used to be. You're telling me that guy does not care a whit about tying or beating Wayne
Gretzky.
He's
tied right now. They're both at 19. He'd get 20.
Getting his 20th straight. You're telling me that does not matter to Sidney Crosby? Come on, man.
412-928-9370. Here's JR on the fan on this Penguins decision to keep Raquel. Hello, JR.
Hey, guys. I think it's a good decision. Like you all are saying, we always got the summer. You know, you can make a deal in the summer. By the way, they traded Cody Glass for a third-round pick. I forget. To who?
Oh, you're right. Yes, I should be including that in the three deals they made. They traded Cody Glass.
And oh, they're picking up a ton of draft picks. I mean, they got a lot of.
It was Glass to the Devils.
So yeah, my bad. So it sounds like JR believes in the plan. Do you like where
you're
this is going?
Trusting the process, JR.
Yeah,
in Dubas we trust.
Yep, I do. I believe in him. You got to give people a chance.
Did you believe in Hextall when he started here?
No, I didn't.
Said you've got to give people a chance.
That is a good point on the Flyer.
I gave him a chance.
I like
a year,
the Flyer point.
That was about it. He was a Flyer.
JR, this GM has given Jari an extension, an Albatross deal, a Ryan Graves deal, and an Erik Karlsson deal.
I agree with you. He's made some bad choices.
No, you don't agree with me because I don't believe in the plan and you do. So that is where we differ, my friend. I agree that he's doing things well today.
What else can we grade him on other than his big bad choices? He's made some bad choices. Sure, they're the biggest ones.
As you pointed out, we don't have to give everybody a chance because Hextall was a boob and a buffoon who they never should have given that job in the first place. And I'm shocked that Mario was friends with him. Why would Mario want to be friends with a dastardly ex-Flyer like Ron Hextall?
To be fair, though, we would have to excommunicate Max Talbot, who gave them the 09 Cup with two Game 7 goals because he later went to the Flyers.
But he was a Penguin first.
What is this? So I dated her first kind of situation?
Yes.
But he chose to go to the Flyers.
I choose to remember the great memories with him and not how it ended.
He played for the Flyers and the Bruins, among others. He also played for like two-thirds of the NHL, but I digress. They put his jersey in the rafters, Pony. They should tear that thing down.
He was a Trojan horse sent by the Flowers to...
The Flowers?
The Flyers to eat this team.
Then why did that Flyers team beat the Penguins?
What's that?
Wait a minute. Sent by the Penguins to eat the Flyers?
He was sent by the Flyers to the Penguins as a Trojan horse to try to destroy this organization.
Jágr was?
No, Hextall was.
I was talking about Jágr.
I don't give a damn about Jágr right now.
Because you don't have a good argument.
Yes, I do. Follow us on Twitter.
That's not an argument.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're waiting for Kyle Dubas. In the meantime, your calls. 412-928-9370. Do you like what the Penguins did at the deadline? We're having impassioned debates. I like that they held on to Ricard Raquel. Do you agree? Let's get Sean Meyer's headline, and we're right back. Sean Myers bringing you fan headlines.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.